For many employers, seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
This just in. For those of you, for my friends in the Coachella Valley, for those of you listening in on the California side of state line in Lake Tahoe, I got interesting news. According to the Sac Bee, the Sacramento Bee, Californians could soon get 2 years of community college for free. And that's enough to earn a bachelor, not a bachelor's, but an associate degree. You'll recall back in 2017, I believe it was, Governor Moonbeam signed into law the California College Promise, waiving the first year of community college tuition for full-time students. There is another bill, Assembly Bill 2, just announced today, that would add a second year to that program. The bill's sponsor today, Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles, said, quote, "When we started this bill, we came up with a very simple concept. 1 year is such a lonely number. So we came up with two. The program applies to, what is it, first-time students enrolled in 12 or more credits, provided that they have completed a federal student aid application or California Dream Act application for people that are here illegally. It's not restricted to California residents, so I suppose if you live on the Nevada side of the state line and you wanted to go across to the People's Republic of California, you could get free community college. And if this bill passes, 2 years, not just 1 year, 2 years. There's no income requirement, but it does not cover other costs like student fees and textbooks and things like that. This is what Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, said, quote, "Look, this is personal for me. I'm a father of a community college student. I know how these programs save lives. I know how they breathe hope." The mayor went on to say that universal higher education is a bipartisan effort. Quote, It is something that is sweeping the nation, and it is a basic right. Now, let me ask you. We keep creating these new rights. You have a right to housing. You have a right for all kinds of stuff. But we keep inventing these new rights. And yet I look at the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and I don't see anywhere 2 years of free community college. Am I missing something? We as a nation decided that K through 12 was as far as we would go. Now we're saying we want to go further. How far do we go with education? And by the way, we're now, what, 15th, 16th in the world? We've been surpassed by just about everybody. Anyway, we're going to find out what you think. This whole notion that you have a right and you have a right to 2 years of free community college. If you believe, what was it, Hillary? I think Hillary was willing to go to 4 years, wasn't she? Or where was it, Bernie? I forget which one. Anyway, we'll get to your calls in a minute. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Again, that news conference just wrapping up in Sacramento. And our thanks to the SacB.com for their reporting on this. But the bottom line is, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, says it is a right. You have a right to higher education. Is that really true? To my friends in education, this will certainly help you, but somebody's got to pay for this. By the way, this free community college is not free. It may be free to you, but it ain't free. Somebody somewhere along the line is going to pay for it. And we'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out if this is something that is a right. What is it that we have a right to in this country besides life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We have the right to keep and bear arms. There are a whole bunch of enumerated rights. But what is it we really have a right to? Do we have a right to food? Do we have a right to a summer vacation at Disneyland? You tell me. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
What's going on, man?
Love your show.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say, look at the bright side. They have the right to get all this stuff for free, and you and I and the other hardworking people have the right to pay for it.
Oh, but wait. I don't want to pay for it.
I don't either. I'm trying to be sarcastic.
I know you. I noticed. Yeah, there was a little tongue-in-cheek, so to speak.
Sort of, yes.
Well, let me ask you, though. In the People's Republic of California, and by the way, they're saying you don't have to be a California resident. Does that mean that you can be a Nevada resident and go across, for instance, in northern Nevada, you could go across state line and go to a community college there, and the state of California will pick up the freight? Is that right? Wow. That's a little scary.
Yeah.
But this notion that higher education, in this particular case, it's the first 2 years of higher education. But as we know from the Democrat primary in 2016, the presidential primary, that there was a lot of talk about whether you should go 2 years or 4 years. And to be honest with you, free is free, I guess. And a lot of people bought into it. Let me ask you, though. I'm assuming you don't think that is a right. So how far do we go? We've gone from K through 12. And I guess the question ultimately is, So how far do we take this? How far do we take this? And is there a point at which we've got to throw up our hands and say, nothing is free? This deal of free health care. Free health care has become a right to some people. What do we have as citizens of the United States? What is it we have a right to? Do we have a right to a free summer vacation? Do we have a right to drive a Lexus? Do we have a right? I know you think I'm just kind of making fun of this. I'm not making fun of this. This is serious. What is it we have a right to? We'll get to your calls on the other side. Is that fair? Karen is waiting. A whole bunch of you behind Karen. We'll get to your calls coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like. Oh,
yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to talk about what it is that you want to talk about. In the meantime, we're talking about this proposal that was a bill. It's Assembly Bill 2 in the California legislature, in the People's Republic of California, trying to sell the people on the idea of free community college. Yeah, and that this would give everybody, there is no means testing, no nothing. You want the first 2 years of college to be free, they'll be free. Now the question is, and by the way, I don't complain about giving stuff away, but this is clearly a giveaway, and then they call it free. It's not free. Somebody is going to pay for it. And the California legislature is going to pay for it with your hard-earned tax dollars. Tell you what, it's due. I promised I'd get to your calls, and we will. I've got one line open. If you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Karen. Karen, you're up. What do you think of free college in California?
Let's begin with Karen. Karen?
Whoops. Hang on one second. Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. Okay. Karen, talk to me. Oh, okay. Hang on one second. We're just doing a little caller training here. Okay, now we'll try.
Hello?
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Okay, so I think about the free college thing in California and for around our country is the reason these kids are going to have to go to 2 years at community college is because they don't learn enough in high school. Here in California, where I live, the kids hardly do anything. And if you get out of high school and you don't know how to write a decent paper or how to do math, you have to go to community college to learn how to even be a high school student.
I would love to see the percentage, Karen, of students at the JUCO level, the community college level, that are taking remedial courses. I know a lot of universities are complaining about that they're having kids have to take remedial English, remedial math, just to function.
Yeah. And the same thing for, I've heard people calling for, like, being apprentices for jobs where they don't know how to do math and all that stuff that they need to even be an apprentice for a job. Here in California and a lot of places all over our country, the kids are learning so little when they're in school that they're not qualified to go to high school when they graduate from college, from high school.
Well, it's like, I'll give you an example that hits real close to home with me. My son, Mike, we were trying to decide where he wanted to go to school after high school. And we were all living in Kansas City. And we were trying to figure out where he would go to school. What he wanted to do, he wanted to take meteorology, clouds, rain, things like that. There was a great school called Rolla School of Mines. It's now, I think, the University of Missouri at Rolla or something like that now. But it had a really killer program. Well, but he didn't want to go there. He wanted to go to Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, up in the mountains where he could ski all the time. Basically what it came down to is once he got there, he said, "You mean there's math in meteorology?" And he had not learned enough math in school. His grades were horrible, and they never taught him how to do math. He gets to college and he has to back away from his major because I don't understand any of this math stuff. And that's Go ahead.
I don't think it's going to change. Earlier you were talking about the different school systems that Nevada is trying to do and stuff like that. Really, to me, what it comes down to is unless the parents really start stepping in. I mean, look at other countries. Their kids go to school for a long day of studying, and then they go home and they study. We don't do that here in this country. In this country, they go to school, they fool around, they have, you know, breaks in between their classes or whatever. They come home, and I have to admit, some kids are studiers, but for the general public, no. They're not required to sit down and spend hours at their schoolwork and then take music lessons or the kind of things that they do in other countries.
Yeah, yeah. This is a problem, and this kind of coincides with what we were talking about earlier after visiting with Victor Jakes. And it's true. It is true. You know, we've got an education system. I mean, just think about this. If our schools are that bad here in Nevada, if we still rate 50th or 49th or 48th, just remember one thing. The teachers that are in our classrooms today graduated from our high schools, are products of our education system. I mean, that's what makes it so scary for me. I don't have a dog in this fight. My son's grown now, and I don't have a dog in this fight. But it scares me to live here knowing that the teachers that are teaching our kids today were the kids sitting in at the desk 15 years ago, 18 years ago. That should scare each and every one of us. And the answer, well, we just need to throw more money at it. That does not wash. That doesn't make any sense at all. All in-studio guests on Live and Local Now, receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. Want to save even more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. Check it out right now. I'm a customer. I'm saving tons of dough, and they bring it right to my front door. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Check it out. You can do it right now, in fact. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, you know what we do. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us what you want to talk about. We'll get to your calls coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. In fact, I was there yesterday, had lunch. I even won some money, believe it or not, on East Flamingo at Pecos. That's Ichabod's Lounge. Okay. We're going to get to your phone calls. As you know, one of the things we do in this segment is we talk about what matters to you. It could be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe, just maybe, it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. That's how we deal with it. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to, my buddy Clinical Carl is holding. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What's up, man? Hello?
Speak with somebody politically like-minded like yourself. And I was going to talk about something else. We're talking about education, why we're 16th or 17th in the world. Well, number one, I've been in a few different countries, some of the ones that are 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3. But let me explain why. If you want to investigate it, about over 40% of people in this country can't raise $500 if they have to in an emergency, and that's documented. What happens in these other countries, they can't send. If you live in a family that you can't send your child to a higher education school, they don't go, and they're not educated. Well, in these countries that are way above us, they actually pay, like you say, you don't want to educate these people, and they come out of school and become profitable and get good jobs and good professions. They don't throw money away like we do, like this administration does on some ridiculous things. That's part of the reason.
You mean like, I don't know, like the military?
So the military, they're sometimes they're overspending on it, which isn't necessary. And there are other things that this administration has wasted money on terribly. It's the most corrupt administration. I mean, everybody's being arrested and
but
indicted.
No. Hey, but Carl, we spend more on military than the next, I think, about 15 to 20 nations combined.
Yeah. Then why is the education system so bad? Because you don't spend anything on it. What I'm trying to say is, if you're lucky, you can afford to send your kids to school. There are many, many families in this country who can't afford it. And then so the kids don't become educated. They go out and they work in a grocery store, they work in a whatever, and they don't add to the mental ability of this country, to the professionalism of this country. These other countries who are way above us take care of that, and that's why they're so far above us. And I'll leave with what I called about is Bush, his death. Look, I didn't agree with him altogether, but he was a reputable, honest man. And
Except he lied to us, remember? Read my lips.
Trump doesn't lie.
No new taxes.
New taxes, yeah. And Trump never lies. I know. Well, Bush was a hero in World War II, shot down and picked up by a submarine. The closest Trump has ever been to a sub is at Subway. And that's what I want to say. He's a real hero. You know, deferments 4 times. Give me a break.
There you go. Thanks, Carl. You want to join us? Maybe you agree with Carl. No. And if you do, that's fine. I don't mind when people disagree with me or agree with callers that I may disagree with. Doesn't bother me at all. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And basically what we do in this segment, just to give you a little background, for the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what you want to talk about. We make it easy for you. No, seriously. First 2.5 hours are devoted to issues, stuff that is current, something that is topical, something that is entertaining, hopefully. But our last half hour, we give you the opportunity to talk about anything that's on your mind. We make it real easy for you. Tell you what, let's go to my buddy JD. JD, go right ahead. You're up and you're on Live and Local now.
I don't know where this fella gets his facts from. You know, state of New York pays $20,000 per kid to educate them. Illinois is about $20,000. We have districts here in Nevada, Victor Jakes has reported on them, where we spend $13,000 on the kid. I mean, where this man comes up with his numbers and his, he should be banned from radio.
Wow. Let me just ask you, though. You know, we've talked forever about all these new programs, and, you know, these were under Pat Skorkowski. Whoops. I got to lose you. Sorry, JD. You can't keep your radio up when you're doing talk radio. But the fact is, that we have all these programs that, we've initiated. What was there in one budget? There was like $50 million for ELLs, English language learners, kids that don't speak English, that are in our schools with teachers that don't speak Spanish. No, it's nuts. And the fact is that we've got kids that still, to this day, are not learning. So what do we do after we spend tens of millions of dollars, okay, over the course of the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 years? And we find that our students aren't learning. Their achievement is not growing. The graduation rates are not growing. What do we do then? We've already spent all this money. And for what? I think we got JD's problem corrected. JD, talk to me, man.
Well, yeah, and you know, you were talking about teachers. It wasn't too long ago that the state of Nevada made an exception. I don't know if it was the governor or the school district, where we had dreamers that had graduated from UNLV with a teaching certificate. I believe it was about 80 of them. And they were giving an exemption to teach in our local schools. These are kids that are not even U.S. citizens that are teaching in our school. I don't know if you remember that story.
Well, but we still, I mean, we bring Filipinos over, and they teach, and they work in our hospitals. I mean, we've been doing that forever because we don't have enough teachers. Every year, JD, we start a school year with 100 classrooms, 200 classrooms. Some years it's been 900 or 1,000 classrooms that are short a teacher. So we fill in with anybody.
Don't you think there might be some bias and some cultural problems with these kids that are not U.S. citizens? At least the Filipinos came here on work visas or applied for citizenship. These dreamers did neither. And I have to think that they might go into a school, teaching a school with an agenda.
And that agenda would be to teach that being illegal is okay?
Maybe that the country isn't okay.
Oh, I got you. JD, got to run, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call. You want to join us, you can. We've been talking about education today. But I want to find out what's on your mind. What is it you want to talk about? Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take your calls. And we'll find out what it is that matters to you. We'll do that coming up next. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify. And if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Cassell, at the MultiCare Group on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out right now at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Let's go to Ed. Ed is in Henderson, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Ed.
Yes, two interesting issues that the Democrats controlling the state of Nevada are going to have to face. One is this lawsuit that the state lost about busing patients out of state. I think there's 1,300 of them times $250,000 awarded to them each, plus probably legal fees. I mean, I wonder if the Sisolak and the Dems are going to appeal that, you know, since they're champions of the downtrodden. I mean, if you heard about that, that's one. And the other thing, like Airbnb, they're not taking listings in the so-called occupied territories. And the Israel government's asked the governors of various states to go after Airbnb in reprisal for them not taking listings in the occupied territories. The incoming governor of Florida said that he's going to do something to go after Airbnb because of that action. So is Nevada going to get involved tangentially in Middle East politics? So, I mean, I'd like to see what those two issues, how they're going to impact the Democrats that control the state now, what they're going to do on it.
Well, simply put, The Democrat majority is going to push every progressive issue on the table, including, by the way, taxes. Now, the Airbnb thing is pretty much set a law. In most communities here, the short-term rentals are forbidden. Now, whether there would be legislation to undo that, I don't know. But most of the legislation that's been out there, which is individual communities, is that they most folks want an abolition of the Airbnb, in our neighborhoods, the so-called short-term rentals. In fact, the Las Vegas City Council may tomorrow go on record as abolishing the short-term rentals, especially in these neighborhoods that are, strip adjacent or down by the strip. As far as the other issue, I'm not really well read on that. Sorry about that. Middle Eastern politics. Not something I'm long on. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Oh, good morning. See, there's a little discrepancy. It goes back in history between the Filipino people and the Mexican people. Way back in the Spanish-American War in 1892, that's when we beat Spain down in Cuba and they blew up our ship. So the Filipinos became a territory of the United States. Mexico, during that same time, was negotiating with Hungary and Austria during World War I to go against war, wage war against the United States. So that's the Filipinos have an open door policy to the United States. The Mexicans never had that because you can't trust them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would make that broad a statement that the Filipinos can't be trusted, or rather Mexicans can't be trusted. Can we trust Norwegians? Can we trust Brits? I don't know. Interesting. Did you hear Sebastian Gorka? Let's go to cut one real quick. I want to see if I squeeze this in before we leave you today. This is Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former Trump deputy. He was on C-SPAN, of all places. And this was his reaction to the suggestion that we name a Washington, D.C. street after Jamal Khashoggi. Jamal Khashoggi is the guy, the Washington Post columnist, who was killed and dismembered by according to what the CIA is saying, by the government of Saudi Arabia, by the crown prince. This was Sebastian Gorka last night, the former Trump deputy on, and this was on CNN. This is cut one, Sebastian Gorka on C-SPAN.
Why would you name a street after a man who was best friends with Osama bin Laden and a member of the Muslim Brotherhood? Yes, he was murdered, and that was unjust, that was wrong. But this is not some saint and champion of democracy. His last article was about the need for theocracy and supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Would we rename streets in D.C. after Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of al-Qaeda? Would we rename streets after KSM, the mastermind of the 9/11 hijacking? It's a little peculiar, to say the least.
Does that mean you're supportive of the way the president and the administration has handled the killing?
As a former deputy to the president, yes, this is absolutely how you do it. We have to get to the bottom of it. We have to have some consequences for the Saudi regime, because this is clearly some form of extrajudicial execution. Who ordered it? We do not know yet. But the idea that we're going to turn the Middle East upside down because one bad individual was murdered, that is antithetical to strategic thought, just as we have Iran back in its box, just as we have Saudi Arabia. Think of this. MBS gave an interview in The Atlantic not too long ago where he said, this is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, said, Israel has a right to exist. That's monumental. That is a direct result of the president's speech in Riyadh that called out the Muslim and Arab world to get their house in order. So these are amazing, amazing results. We must respond in a way that doesn't endanger them, but at the end of the day sends a signal to Riyadh.
That is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I'm going to give the last word today to Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, as he spoke last night in the Capitol Rotunda with former President Bush, his body lying in state. And he spoke of George H.W. Bush in the Capitol Rotunda.
No one better harmonized the joy of life and the duty of life. There's that indelible image of him as Commander-in-Chief during the Gulf War, waving to a sea of troops during a visit during Thanksgiving. There are all these images we have of him as a devoted husband, that twinkle in his eye that Barbara always brought out, especially in those big, huge family photos you all had in Kennebunkport. This one I will never forget. There was that image of him as a loving father reaching out to hold his son's hand at the National Cathedral after 9/11. There's this letter he wrote his children on the last day of 1990 as he wrestled with a decision over Operation Desert Storm. He begins by recounting the family Christmas, and he apologized if he seemed distracted. "I tried not to be," he writes. Then for about a page, he elaborates on his struggle over sending young Americans into harm's way. Twice in the letter, he writes, "Every human life is precious." In the original copy, he adds by hand a note wishing his family a new year. In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind. A great leader and a good man.
This has been so refreshing over the first 2 days of this week and even into Sunday. The former president lying in state. People saying all kinds of positive stuff about him. I mean, nobody wants to speak ill of the dead. I understand that. But I find it interesting. It's refreshing. We don't have people attacking our president. I mean, people even from his own party. Democrats. Republicans. Everybody speaking well of former President Bush. That's amazing. That's going to do it. Chuck Booth joins us tomorrow. We'll talk about his view of the lasting legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush as they get ready for his funeral in Washington. He'll be buried Thursday in Texas. That's going to do it for today. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.